So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
My name is Draco Savage Andrews, and I am a 28-year-old cissexual male who does drag. Gender illusion, to be exact. On stage, I'm known as Raven Vane, of the House of Vane. When in drag, I only give my stage name because of the need to protect my private life. This need for staying safe is so strong. Draco isn't even my real name. Especially in today's political climate, an alias is necessary. I started drag as a male back in 2009. Male drag is not the same thing as gender illusion. Male drag is when a man accentuates his masculine traits in his performance. Bitch, please. Gender illusion is when someone takes on the appearance of the opposite gender for their performance. My first time in gender illusion drag was in 2011, 3 years after I moved to San Antonio from Del Rio. As a kid and young adult, I always felt a little girl growing up alongside the little boy society told me I was. Now, as a performer, after 3 years and 6 titles of male pageantry, I felt the urge to open the gender illusion avenue. As a male performer, you don't have to keep your stage life a secret. But as a female illusionist impersonator, there's still dangerous stigma and misinformation about gender, orientation, and identity. Secrecy was the only way to preserve my dignity and safety. If you're asking why, here's it is. The truth is, back in 1999, I was 9 years old, trying on my sister-in-law's sunflower wedges. God, my drag mother hates that my first time wasn't wedges, but God damn it, it was wedges. I felt like royalty. Finally happy, I was able to feel who I truly was. The best way I can describe it is, you know, as a kid, you had this one toy that you wanted every year for Christmas, but you never got it. Then one Christmas morning, after you've given up hope, there it is. That easy bake oven that you thought was never gonna be yours, but now you have it. That feeling right there is what I felt when I was finally wearing something that made me feel like I was expressing a part of myself that had been silent for so long. I remember knowing the shame the family would have felt if they found out the little boy wanted to prance around in women's clothing and wear makeup and perfume and lashes and hair and pearls. My dad and brothers were all well-known athletes around town. Not only that, my dad was a soccer coach and a referee in the Del Rio local soccer league. And my mother, a hardworking woman who was also well-known from the bingo halls to the kitchen. She was always cooking up a storm for my dad's soccer teams. My oldest sister was in the dance company. All this to say, my family was very well known, and this made me feel like I would never be able to express myself how I truly wanted to. From a young age, I knew I liked men. But there was an extra punch in the shame of cross-dressing. Today, the people I keep my secret life from are people who I don't know on a personal level. I mean, I don't go flaunting around and telling the whole world that I dress up and do drag. In my normal life, I dress how a man is supposed to dress. Pants, sneakers, a t-shirt, and a sports cap. I guess you could say I look like every other guy, gender norming. I know many gender illusionists have to hide the performer selves from their family. Thankfully, my family knows about my drag life now. I think I told them early on, 2011 or 12, and thankfully they all support it. That isn't to say, there's still some of our family members who are not cool with it. There are those in my family that still think it's wrong, certain aunts and uncles whose name I could put on blast, but to avoid the drama, I shall keep their names as Juan and Maria, 1, 2, 3, 7. I guess the secret there is that we just don't talk about my drag life. On a more personal note, while it was an issue in the past with other relationships, my current partner has fully supported me in and out of drag. Surprisingly, I am the first person he's ever been with that cross-dresses and performs in the gender illusion avenue. But he encourages me to dress up even when I don't have shows. In doing so, I occasionally show up to this place where he works. In this setting, walking amongst people in full form as a woman sometimes scares me. The fact is, many transgender women are still being killed and abducted and beaten for being their true selves. What would they do to little old me? Just a guy dressing up to look like a woman? Am I in the wrong place at the wrong time? Do I have to censor myself? Can I ever truly be myself and feel safe? Being in an environment outside the gay community in drag is scary, y'all. I still feel like I have to keep my secret life just that.
A secret.
However, more and more I believe that I am not alone, and the struggle I face to live my true life isn't one I have to go through silently. Thankfully, I met a few people who helped me see the way different art forms can help empower all of us. I belong to a house that supports me and empowers me to live the principles that will continue to strengthen our community, transparency, education, and courage. We need these more than ever today. I greatly thank Angelique Roberts from Drag Y'all Cosmetics, my amazingly talented house dad, Chibi, who continues to nurture my makeup and poetic skills. And finally, my house mother, Bruce Vane. Bruce has been an amazing mentor who continues to help me refine my skills as an entertainer. Unlike others, my mentors choose to beat me with red pens, wire hangers, and selfie sticks. But it has made me the entertainer that I am today. Secret or not, it is still my duty to make sure that any uprising queerling that's coming up behind me makes it all the way safe. Thank you.